2.5 months.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm going slow today, so.
A group of runners get ready for the Great Run Local, a weekly 2 or 5 kilometre run for all abilities. With the Manchester United's Old Trafford football stadium as a backdrop, they're gathering as the evening light starts to dip.
I think it's because I've tired the muscles out on Tuesday and I didn't do anything.
Among the runners, a group of young people have just arrived in a van, straight from various hostels for homeless people. They're part of the running charity. One of the organisers is George Bate, so I joined him and the runners to find out more.
We work with young homeless people under 25 and we use the power of running as a transformative tool to help people get their lives back on track, really. Running and exercise are great. They're great for your self-esteem, they're great for your mental health, your confidence.
The very first running charity was set up in London soon after the 2012 Olympics and has helped hundreds of young people get their lives back on track. It now operates in Manchester and 3 more cities in England.
For some people, they will have tried many, many things to get out of the circle of homelessness. But what is it with running that seems to, for some people at least, just work and stand apart from all those other things?
There is science behind it, but really the magic is in just the fact that you're out, you're moving, we were designed to move, you're in the fresh air, you leave your problems behind, you've got to concentrate on your feet. A lot of the young people will see other runners that have done very well with us and that'll inspire them to give it a try.
And many of the running charity's runners have indeed done well for themselves. Most of the participants managed to get into work or education and, importantly, find somewhere to live. Not only that, many have gone on to run half and full marathons. A few have even done ultra-marathons.
I'm Alexander Jackson. I'm with the running charity and I'm age 22.
Alexander tells me he's got 12 different mental health disorders, but...
So when I run, I feel like I don't have any. So I'd never stop running, mate. Never. I used to think that I wasn't good at anything, but knowing from the facts and the medals and everyone telling me and where I've come from and what I've achieved, it proper, really, really has impacted my life in a massive way.
I'm Kane and I'm 24. I was in a hostel and George came along one day and he was just like, do you want to come out running with us? So I was like, yeah, okay then. Because I ran a bit in college. It's been great, yeah. Mentally, it was great. I see things a lot clearer now with the running charity. Like, I'm hoping to get another PB at the marathon.
And you say you want another PB, I guess you've done a marathon before then?
Yeah, I've done two already. I've done 2 marathons and 2 half marathons. My PB at the moment is 4 hours, 1 minute. So I want to get like 3:45 next. Alex!
Homelessness in the UK has increased massively over the last 10 years, and it continues to increase in many areas.
John Ryan is the manager of the Manchester branch of homeless charity Shelter. He tells me there are currently more than 320,000 people who have no permanent accommodation in Britain. That's counting everyone from rough sleepers to families who cannot move on from temporary housing.
Now, the government says it's been investing around £1 billion to tackle homelessness. Why does that not seem to be solving the problem?
It's a drop in the ocean when it comes to the underspend and the lack of spend within the last number of decades. And that's for all governments, all parties. They haven't spent enough on the affordable homes, the affordable social homes that are needed in this country.
Shelter is the main homeless charity in Britain and has been helping millions of people for more than 50 years. Yet John Ryan at Shelter Manchester welcomes the work of much smaller organisations like the running charity.
It is vital. We can't do this alone. The size of the problem is way beyond any one charity. And so we need all of those other charities to be working together.
Well done!
Back with the runners, George Ryan is well aware that the problem he and the running charity are addressing is huge. The plan is to expand the programme to more places in Britain and to transform the lives of as many young homeless people as possible.
If we can carry on making those transformations, then that's the goal. You're taking people from what will seem to them at the time an impossible sort of life situation and giving them the hope that they can achieve things that are way beyond everybody's dreams, really. and it's an inspiration to see it every single day.
Lars Bevanger, DW, Manchester.